Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. What a great show. We got a great lineup for all of you today. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Hello, Mr. Benny.
Good morning.
Top of the morning to you.
Mm-hmm.
And how's Mr. Brian? He's got his, I think, soccer shirt on.
Is that good. Sock? He's ready for Wednesday. It's a Sounder Wednesday around here.
So. Is that what that shirt is? Mm-hmm. Is it a rugby shirt or a soccer shirt?
Pat, rugby? Wow. She went there. It's not rugby.
I'm sorry.
You wish you could take that back right now, I think.
Is rugby like Australian?
Yes, that's Australian rules football.
Okay, now I understand why that I did that. Because
soccer, you can't use your hands.
Right.
In Australian rules football, you're more than happy to use your hands.
Right. So I understand why I did that. Because on Monday, we launch our new Australian affiliate. So I've been spending a lot of time talking to those folks.
Aha, that's why.
Yeah, I think that's why. And thanks to Ion Radio. Thank you so much for, again, picking the show up and redistributing it. And we're so appreciative to all of the networks that are now part of our expansion. And our Pay It Forward expansion, which is actually awesome. Five steps to getting the best coffee, best cup of coffee. Jeff Erickson joining me here today. But, Benny, I have not had my coffee because I'm waiting because I knew they would bring coffee from our friends at Camino Island Coffee Roasters.
You're pretty
awesome.
Ready to go right now. I don't know. Do you need another?
I didn't have any. I didn't have any.
Oh, okay.
No. No.
Sure? You didn't sneak in a little taste there?
No, I got adjusted this morning by Dr. Thane. That's
that'll
why.
Help.
Yeah. You know, you get a little adjustment, and then you're ready for the coffee. So what happens is when you get this delicious, luscious, you know, what I love about this is organic, fair trade, shade grown, yummy, no carcinogens. When you get to actually say, I can drink this because it's not going to kill me, yay. But we've got a great show. We're going to talk about what these five steps are. But here's what I want to tell everybody. We are actually going to give away an amazing gift each segment. And so joining me here today, as he always does, is somebody that is not just passionate about coffee, as we know he is, but he is the founder and he is the president of Camino Island Coffee Roasters. And it's one of the only triple certified coffee roasters in the country. I just want everybody to be clear about that because you're going to hear a lot about that. But this is an organization that isn't just about growing the coffee. It's about how you do it. You know, there was something that I studied in my dissertation, Jeff, that you should know about and had to do with integrity. And, you know, one of the key factors in integrity is to say what you're going to do and do it. The other one is to honor the dignity. And this came in the definition, honor the dignity of other people. That's what you're doing. It's not just about growing coffee. There are a lot of people that are doing that. But it's what you've set up, the spirit of what you set up, the care and the love that goes into this, and how you honor the people that are out in the field. So I want to thank you for doing that, and welcome to the show.
Thank you, and I'm glad to be here, Dr. Pat.
So five steps. We've got a lot to talk about, and we are going to have coffee here today in the studio. First, let's tell our listeners what the, you know, which coffees we're going to be giving away live during the show. And then for those of you out there that don't get to have one of the giveaways, we've got an amazing way for you to get your own free pound of coffee, which is actually a full pound.
Absolutely.
Hey, good to have you.
Thank you.
Yay. So what are the three coffees we're giving away?
Well, first of all, I'd love to talk about coffee. You can talk about it all day, but a lot of people just think coffee comes in regular and decaf.
Yeah.
Really dark or burnt.
Yeah.
And regular. And what I tell people is coffee has four times the flavor compounds, the chemical compounds that wine does. It has 800 chemical compounds as opposed to wine that has 200.
Wow.
So we grow crops, all organic, around our coffee trees so that they will absorb those flavors and get it into the coffee.
Mm.
That being said, what I want to send out, first of all, is my most favorite coffee. It's from Papua New Guinea. It's grown with cacao or cocoa or chocolate, and we do it in a medium roast, so you get that rich chocolate tone. Has a medium body. It's not a real heavy coffee. It's a coffee you can drink all day. It's amazing. Absolutely my favorite coffee. I'd like to send one of those out.
All right, let's do it right now because, Brian, you're going to be busy, right? First caller, everybody. First caller. We're going to do three of these in three different segments on the show as we talk about the five steps to getting the best cup of coffee you could possibly get. 1-800-930-2819. Toll free 1-800-930-2819. And for those of you that can call in and claim this amazing coffee, please go ahead and do that now. 1-800-930-2819. For those of you that send instant messages to get your coffee, what you'll need to do is you'll need to send me your name and your location and your address, and we can send it to you as well. And at the end of the show, I will randomly pick one of our instant feedback people to get the ball rolling. 1-800-930-2819. All right, let's talk about what we need to know in order to have those steps. What is the first step?
Well, the first step really is just about the shelf life of coffee. You know, in the olden days, your coffee roaster showed up on the street corner and roasted coffee by hand, and everyone went down and got their daily allotment of beans, and they brewed their coffee. Somehow, over the years, we've been convinced that coffee has a shelf life of a year. When you go to the grocery store, the good till date is a year out. And then we do these funky things with these plastic bags and these valves, and we try to convince you that all of a sudden coffee never gets old. The truth is, coffee's a bakery item, so don't believe any of that. And coffee is technically stale in 8 to 10 weeks. I can absolutely prove it to you. When you taste coffee that was roasted fresh and shipped within 24 hours, it just knocks your socks off.
You absolutely know.
Yes, yes. So a great fresh cup of coffee all of a sudden brings out those tones. Well, here's what happened. When the coffee started getting old, we had to do something so you wouldn't know it was old. So we came up with this great idea. Let's just burn it. And that way, the dark, over-roasted flavor becomes the taste profile.
Mm.
You know, a long time ago when we talked about wine, it was just wine. Now with time, we've realized that you can coax different flavor compounds and tastes of place out and different nuances from different countries. Remember, coffee has four times those taste of place compounds that wine does. But we just know dark.
Mm-hmm.
So all of a sudden, when I can coax those 800 chemical compounds in coffee, I don't want to burn it.
Yeah.
And by the way, burning creates carcinogens. So by bringing down that roast and popping and pumping up and coaxing those flavor compounds, all of a sudden I get an amazing taste of place. When I drink Ethiopian, it's grown with the blueberries and I get those blueberry tones. It's totally different than when I drink a Brazilian that's grown with nuts and I get that nutty flavor. I need to know when I'm drinking my cup of coffee that it's bringing me to the place that grew it.
You know, I don't think we think about this all that much, although I know that I learned quite a bit from my friend who owns an organic wine company. But we really have gotten so used to drinking coffee that tastes burnt that we think that's normal.
Yes.
Yeah, it is. That first step, though, especially when we talk about the date, you know, it's really hard to find the date. In the grocery store.
It is. And actually, most grocery store coffees, virtually all of them, have a good till date for a year from roasting.
So here's another dilemma I think we run into. Maybe you can shed some light on this. You know, a lot of times we'll go in and we'll see that these coffee bean dispensers where you can actually, you know, get your whole beans, right? But it doesn't tell us, you know, how old those beans are. You know, I mean, you can't really even find that out. You can find out when they got to the store. Mm-hmm. But you don't really know where they've been.
No, and it's almost comical that somehow we got convinced to put aside all common sense and all education when it came to coffee. For instance, how many customers come to me and say, I like my coffee dark and burnt. And yet for years they've been reading that burnt meat, burnt products are carcinogens and cause cancer. And then the next thing I hear all the time is, I love to buy coffee in the bin that's the real greasy, slimy, has the grime coming down the container. And I say, and you wonder why you have a stomachache when you drink coffee? Oil gets rancid, people. You can't do that. Don't drink slimy coffee. It's
not
good.
But, you know, we go after the oil. We go after the beans that have the oil because we think that's the way to go.
And really, a nice roast coffee, especially, of course, I'm partial to a medium roast coffee where the oil is still in the bean, where I brew the coffee and then get the oil sheen on top of my cup of coffee. Oh, my goodness. It is absolutely a phenomenal cup of coffee.
So I'll talk about mold for a minute because, you know, I think that when we're talking about old coffee, we don't even associate that with mold. We actually don't associate that with mold when it comes to food either. I am familiar with that. But, I mean, does mold show up in coffee?
No.
And how can you tell? Because you can't really, can you?
No. But it's another one of those things that we suspend everything we've learned and kind of go to the grocery store aisle and sit there and buy coffee that says it's good for a year from roasting. By the way, I'm sorry you won't find us on the grocery store shelf. We go direct to consumer 24 hours after roasting. But here's the thing. Coffee that gets old starts creating molds and that mold has aflatoxin. Coffee has aflatoxin compounds as it gets older. And aflatoxin is a toxin that is considered or thought to cause liver cancer.
Oh, wow.
So it's a really big deal, people. This is not just a passing thing. It's really important. Here's the thing that I find actually sad and exciting at the same time. We get more of our antioxidants in this country from coffee than we do from fruits and vegetables.
Mm.
So if we're going to make a difference in our life, could we please do it on the thing that we're just ingesting like crazy?
Crazy. There's no question about it.
And
we
that's
are.
Coffee.
Oh, wow. What a great show. We're going to take a short break. And when we come back, I'm thinking we may get some coffee here shortly. Give us a call. We'd love to give you a pound of coffee. 1-800-930-2819. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about what it means to have a certain shade grown. What is shade grown all about? What are the different kinds of coffee? But why should we be mindful of this? And by the way, does it matter who's actually picking these coffee beans? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. My very special guest joining me here today, Jeff Erickson of Camino Island Coffee Roasters, everybody. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Dialogue Radio with Dr. Jeff on TransformationTalkRadio.com as the stories of the universe are revealed in this engaging and creative hit show. Mondays at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern, Dr. Jeff fills the airwaves with Dialogue Radio, an epic conversation on self, society, and sustainability. Provocative, educational, transformative, and mythic, Dialogue Radio is the place where story seeds the imagination, heals the heart, and inspires personal, social, and planetary evolution.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camino Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camino Island Coffee Roasters.
What are we attracting in our life and relationships, and why? And how can we let go of attracting and being attracted to things that may not serve us? Peter Kane has been facilitating deep relationship work for over 30 years. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is passionate about bringing aliveness into your life and relationships. Contact Peter Kane for counseling, coaching, or breathwork. Visit peterkane.org. Or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to yoursoulguidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to yoursoulguidance.com.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Yay, everybody. Yippee, skippy. Giving away coffee. Yep, but it's got to be the first caller. I think Brian's already got a call. Brian's already working one. But you know what? As soon as we get rid of that one, we're going to go get another one. We get rid of one, we are going to go get another one. That's it, because we're giving away coffee. For those of you that cannot call into the show to get your free coffee that we're doing like live right now, and for those of you that are going to be listening to this broadcast over the weekend that call into our 1-800 number that actually overflows to my cell phone on the weekends, we have got a special number for you, which we're going to give out because it's not just happening during the show. So I just want to tell everybody we have something very special, which we'll talk about in a moment. Joining me here today, Jeff Erickson. But those of you that listen to the show, you know, and Shannon, I got to give you a shout out. Thank you, Shannon, for your fabulous email. Shannon sent us an email and said, wow, thank you so much for creating a buzz about Camino Island Roasters. And so, got some fans out there.
Wow.
People that are like, oh, man, actually, she's like, it's about time. Hey, everybody. Very cool. Jeff here. Our toll-free number, which I will give you in a minute, 1-800-930-2819. I just gave it to you. Okay, so what did we just get? Benny, did you get any?
I did. I haven't had a chance. I just came back from a break, so I'm kind of strategically placing my arms because if I spill this sucker in my board, I'm going to have more than just one person on me right now.
Oh, no.
That's why I'm being patient right now, but I can smell it.
I know. But okay, we're not going to spill it in our boards or anything.
Thank you.
Jeff, what do we have and how old is it?
Well, we are drinking right now our Papua New Guinea medium roast coffee, which, like I said, is my favorite. So it's funny. I'm a coffee roaster of many years, and I got in a rut. I fell in love with the coffee and just can't leave it. So, you know, I'll meander around every once in a while, but then I come right back to New Guinea. But it's an absolutely wonderful medium roast coffee.
Okay. We have got coffee to give away for those of you. We only can do three of them. I think I got the clear go-ahead signal. 1-800-930. First caller, 1-800-930-2819. And we're going to give away a pound of the dark, the Brazilian, right?
Yes.
That we just mentioned. So we'd love to give that, but it's got to be for the first caller. And you have our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Just tell everybody again how old this is, so we understand.
For us, it's like a minute.
We roasted this coffee about 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon, so I apologize that it's almost a day old, but it is true. And let me also warn you, for those of you that like coffee that tastes more like an ashtray than like coffee, our dark roast coffee is not on the side of carcinogen. It is a dark roast, smoky coffee, but not charred and burnt.
Yeah, dark roast doesn't mean charred and burned, although we think it does. And for those of you calling in, just give Brian a minute. He is like slap happy to the phone. We got Brian. Just bear with us. We will pick up the phones. Okay, so let's just continue to talk about this. We have talked about mold. We have talked about, you know, the length of time. We have talked about the flavor, which a lot of people don't really understand about, you know, that we don't really understand that if you're growing coffee next to something that, you know, perhaps you don't want in your coffee, then you shouldn't grow it there. But also I mentioned that there are people that do grow this coffee, which we'll talk about during the show today a little bit. You know, we're talking about the steps, but there are a couple different kinds of coffee. What are they?
Well,
and not all coffees alike. So this is really important.
No. No, there's two essential types of coffee. There's Arabica and there's Robusta. A Robusta, first of all, if it's in a can, pretty safe bet it's Robusta. If it's a low priced, if it's a flavored coffee, if you're at the grocery store and it's hazelnut.
Yes. What?
Robusta, Robusta, it's screaming Robusta. They're soft, spongy, yucky beans and they can soak in chemicals. And Arabicas are hard, tough beans, and they don't soak in chemicals. So you want to have a flavored
coffee. They charge
you
more for those chemicals and those flavors. Did you know
that? Oh, I've been in the plants that make those, an instant headache. They're really bad. So a Robusta is a weed. It's a hardy, bitter, acidic weed. And an Arabica is more of a beautiful, delicate tree grown in a high elevation. It's very, very smooth, and it's a more complex product.
Mm. That is like one of the best kept secrets about those flavored coffees.
It is. We don't do fillers. We don't do house blend. When you see that run.
What does that mean, house blend?
It means
that's left over.
I took a few nice ones and I put a whole bunch of filler in there and cut my costs. That's what it means. We are a 100% single origin Arabica. All certified organic shade grown coffee roaster. You're getting the best of the
best. Let's talk about shade grown because I think this is another misconception about growing.
Yeah.
Shade grown, why is that even important for people?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, not all coffee is shade grown. We know that.
No. Well, first of all, you know, I told you we get more antioxidants from coffee than we do from our fruits and vegetables anymore. So, how do you affect your health? Well, you can go buy an organic broccoli and have broccoli once a week. Or you can do a certified organic coffee and drink it all day, and it's giving you more of your antioxidants and fruits and vegetables. Now, what does shade grown mean for the love of Pete?
Oh, wow, this is so good.
Our planet was created to grow coffee in the shade. Agribusiness is the one that removed the rainforest to get the coffee to grow faster. So you want to affect your environment? Coffee is the second largest commodity on Earth next to oil. Why don't you make sure that your coffee is grown in the shade, that it's a shade-grown coffee? You can do more to protect the rainforest with that one movement, being the second largest commodity on Earth, than you can with all the screaming, picketing, and do-gooding that you could do otherwise. Now, why is coffee supposed to be grown in the shade? It's really amazingly simple. Coffee grows slower when it's in the shade. It develops less acidity. People that get upset stomachs with coffee, I guarantee you, buy my coffee and try it. You drink my coffee, all of a sudden, you'll go, well, what happened to the stomachache? It's less caffeine. You don't have to paint your house every time you drink a cup of coffee. The jitters are really not supposed to be a major byproduct of coffee. Coffee is supposed to have caffeine effects, but you can be hypercaffeinated, and it is not good. So the sun creates that acidity in that caffeine.
No kidding. Yes. Is that so? The acidity in coffee comes from the difference between, or the major, let's just call it, over acidity effect, comes from sun grown as opposed to shade grown.
Yeah. You want a brightness. We call it a zing. You want a brightness that comes from the coffee. You just don't want the acidity that comes from the sun. And here's the thing.
When
coffee is grown in the shade, of course, agribusiness has an issue with that because it grows slower. But when coffee grows as slow as it was meant to be grown, all of a sudden the flavors, those 800 compounds, are able to be fully developed.
Mm.
You're not putting this coffee on steroids, for the love of Pete. You're letting it grow in its natural state. No chemicals, no over-sunning. It's phenomenal. This is the top 1% of coffee, and you will taste the difference, and you'll feel the difference in your gut.
So, you know, this is kind of interesting because we have been so, and by the way, you know, some of the new studies coming out about coffee and caffeine totally support what you're saying. Mm-hmm. In the way that people are absorbing this. I mean, coffee took a rap. What was it, in the 80s and 90s? It took a really bad rap. And there was good reason for it, because the coffee grown in the 80s and 90s, I mean, come on, we couldn't even say organic, by the way. Maybe there were a few companies.
Well, it was shunned upon.
Maybe you guys were doing it. But the coffee that we put down was really pretty bad. And, you know, I'm not going to say that I don't want to say that a major coffee company, you know, has been responsible for putting a new spin on coffee. But, you know, we're really talking about this now in a way that it helps and serves people, because I grew up with coffee and I grew up with good coffee. I don't know where my relatives got the Italian coffee stuff from. I really don't. But it was nothing like you buy in the store. Espresso was always on the table. It was the little short shots, a little lemon, and it was always fresh. And I have no idea where my grandfather would go get that. I think the same place he got the oil from Italy that had no label. But, you know, part of this is understanding what organic means. And I think that's what we need to talk about next, because natural and organic do not mean the same thing.
Oh, no.
So let's just be, you know, maybe you could tell us a little bit about that, why organic is so important, and what do we need to do to educate ourselves about it? I used to think natural and organic were the same, so I'm one of the folks out there right now.
Well, I'm a purist, so I get on my soapbox. So let me first say, less than 3% of coffee sold in the U.S. today is certified organic. Less than 3%. And if you're buying an organic coffee from a company that produces 30 coffees and one of them is organic, be real careful, because you may not be getting the best quality organic. It may just be a marketing term. Granted, there are standards that they're having to meet to use that word organic, but is all their coffee organic or is it not? Is it marketing or is it a commitment? For us, all of our coffee, 100% of our coffee, is certified organic, shade grown, and fairly traded. It is, to us, part of our belief system. That is huge. But let me tell you something. If it's not organic, be really, really concerned. First of all, coffee is grown in third world countries. Chemicals were outlawed in the U.S. in the 60s.
I just found that out the
other
day.
Oh, my goodness. They're still being manufactured.
I didn't know that.
Yes, yes. And they're being sold to third world countries that don't have the same regulations and standards. Coffee is the most absorbent natural material on earth. We call it nature's sponge. It's soaking that up, and we're bringing it right back. It's the same as buying an apple from a country that doesn't regulate chemicals and then saying apples are good for you. When you read an article that says coffee is good for you, read it, enjoy it, understand it, but just make sure that the standards are being met.
Well, I read an article the other day exactly pointing to what you're talking about, and it had to do with the pesticides that we have outlawed for decades here in this, you know. That picture in The Godfather where the little kid is running around with the tin can, that's what I grew up with, spraying that stuff. That's the stuff that is now being used abroad without any regulation at
all.
And you're absolutely right about coffee and wine, by the way, are in the, they're in the same kind of boat with this. Wow. When we come back, we're going to be giving away more coffee. No, let's give it away now. 1-800-930-2819. Another pound of coffee. Shade grown, organic, Camino Island roasted, a full pound. We should talk about that when we come back. 1-800-930-2819. And, question. How can you really tell what's organic? All right, we'll be right back with the show.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camino Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The Five Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camino Island Coffee Roasters.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit us at drdarvish.com. drdarvish.com.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com. Or call 888-287-2011.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy free.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio. Did we give away the all 3 pounds of the coffee? Cool.
Yes.
All right. So we have a way for all of you out there that did not receive the coffee to get a pound of coffee. And we're going to tell you in a minute what a real pound looks like, because we're not used to buying real pounds. So I just want to tell you, we got it. It was an eye-opener for me. Jeff, thank you for joining me on the show today.
Thank you.
What is the best website for people to go to if they want to find out more? And certainly, where there is a free offer available to folks right there as well, which I'm going to actually talk about in a little bit.
Yeah, the best website is gettop1.com. Gettop1.com.
And by the way, if you go to that website, there is an opportunity for all of you out there that did not or have not been able to call into the show to get your free coffee. It's going to be right there. And we're going to tell you that you're going to get like a real pound. So when you get it in the mail and it comes to you and you look at it and you say, oh, they gave me more. They did. Let's talk a little bit and continue the conversation. We were talking about, you know, shade grown, and there was a question that popped up about organic. So, you know, we want to continue this because, I mean, even after we're talking about it, people are asking, how do I know it's organic? Isn't this interesting?
It is.
It's very interesting.
It's amazing how people don't understand this process. As a person that likes to do things myself without government interference, this is one area, unfortunately, but fortunately,
right,
that we have to rely on our government. The U.S. Department of Agriculture regulates organics. And to be a certified organic coffee roaster, we have to make sure that no chemicals, insecticides, or pesticides are used anywhere on the soil, on the tree, or in the supply chain all the way to the roasting facility. And this is really important because if chemicals do touch that tree, we may be out for up to 7 years while that tree leaches those chemicals out. What does that tell us about our body with chemicals, by the way? 7 years to leach the chemicals out of that tree.
That's scary stuff.
That's pretty scary.
No, it's scary.
It's pretty scary.
It's very scary. Mm-hmm. It really is. Part of the difficulty is, you know, with you guys, we know where the coffee is coming from, and we're going to talk about that in a minute. But, you know, right now, there's so many things on the shelf that come in cans, that come in, you know, bulk. We actually don't know where it comes from because they don't have to tell us.
No, absolutely not. And especially when this product is grown in a unregulated third world equatorial country, you know, who knows what was put on that tree? Who knows what was put on the plant? So again, it's one of those things we have to rely on some certification process, and we use the U.S. Department of Agriculture. But, you know, here's the thing I always laugh about too. People will say to me, well, I can get coffee for $6 a pound. Have you read your measurements lately? There isn't even a 16-ounce pound of coffee in the grocery store, for the love of Pete. It's almost non-existent. I was taught in school a long time ago that a pound equaled 16 ounces. We're just not smart enough to change that in our company.
That's so funny, though.
Yeah.
But I know. I'm guilty of that.
And we are with potato chips. We are with cereals. I mean, a lot of things in the grocery store, they've played around with the measurements to keep those price points down. I get told all the time, oh, you know, your price point's too high. No, my price point's lower than anybody else's. It's just I give a full pound.
Yeah, it's 12 ounces. Yep. Isn't it usually off the grocery shelf? Something
like that?
Actually,
it's now going to 11. So 11.
It went to 11? Wow.
The pounds are shrinking.
Well, actually, what happened? This is not funny. This is true, though. You know, this is what people are trying to do to really cut back on things. I mean, it's kind of absurd. I bought a bundle of paper towels the other day, and they wouldn't stay in my towel rack because they're cutting them shorter.
Yeah.
Wow.
Pretty soon you'll be buying paper towel.
Are you?
One.
Okay, so let's talk about specific flavors of a region and why that's important, because we gave away a couple of different kinds here today on the show, and we touched upon it. But when we hear something like an Ethiopian brand of coffee, you know, what is that going to mean to people? What does it mean to people to take a look, you know, at climate, you know, elevation, all of these things, which actually we don't really get much information, but affects the coffee.
Yes. Well, for me, of course, I go to these villages in these countries, and so I call it relationship coffee. And when I drink coffee, I drink to the health, the wealth, and the well-being of the people that grow it. But for our consumers, by the way, we're going to turn our consumers into prosumers over time and teach them there's power in that purchase of coffee. But until then, let's have a taste of place. When you drink a cup of Ethiopian, please understand Ethiopia is the birthplace of coffee. It's where it all started. You want to know what coffee really tastes like? Ethiopia is where it started. Mm-hmm. You go to New Guinea, all of a sudden you're in a Pacific region. You get an amazing coffee with chocolate tones. Our Sumatra, another Pacific region coffee grown with bananas, a fruity, very full-bodied, very low caffeine coffee. Great dinner or dessert coffee if you get a dark roast Sumatra. You drink it with a piece of pie or your favorite dessert, and guess what? You can still go to bed. So that's an amazing Pacific region coffee. Mm. Go to Brazil. I say Brazil's for nuts. It's a shade-grown Brazil, very nutty tone. We pump up the caramel and molasses tones in the coffee through the roasting process so that you actually get this caramely, nutty coffee, great body to it, phenomenal coffee.
Every
coffee brings you back to the taste of place. Every coffee is different.
I love the Brazilian dark roast. I mean, I got that from you guys, and it is just... It's just amazing. You have to like a dark roast. But then you have to get used to having a dark roast that really is a dark roast and not burnt coffee. Mm-hmm. And that's really the difference that I've discovered. It's really, actually, all of us that are drinking it, it's just very, very, very different. And, you know, I was fascinated about this because, you know, you tell people you're not going to get the jitters from it. And then they don't believe it. And then we went through this little debate in the office, and it's like, okay, well, I just had one cup. I'm going to have another. So it's, you know, thank you for explaining that, because it's hard to explain why you just are not peeling yourself off the wall.
And why you don't get the upset stomach. I tell people all the time, I have acid reflux. I have to quit drinking coffee. And I'm like, hello, you are drinking the wrong coffee. Drink a great, high-quality Arabica shade-grown coffee, and then you come back and tell me how it's upsetting your stomach.
Mm.
And I literally get emails every day from people that say, I was not able to drink coffee for years.
Well, you know, so part of this is, you know, we're on an educational campaign, of course, but it's also to help people make sure that they're not putting something in their body that they don't really get or understand what it is. I mean, I think we have some of the most sophisticated listeners. And, you know, knowing that, first of all, you know, the coffee that they're drinking off the shelves could have pesticides in them that we don't even understand anymore, you know, what they are, because we're not really sure where these are coming from. You know, the other thing also is when we're talking about this, Jeff, it's really, you know, letting folks know how you're different. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, I want to talk about how the coffee is grown, who the people are that are growing them, and why this aspect of you guys is really what sets you apart. It really is. Let's take a short break, everyone. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. Camino Island Coffee Roasters joining us here today. When we come back, I'll give you lots more information so you can write it down. Tell your friends on how you can get your free pound of coffee, and you can actually request which kind you want. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the show. We're living on the
edge. Living on the edge. How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Licensed psychotherapist and coming out specialist Kathy DeBono is now available to provide the counseling and coming out support that you need to take this vital and necessary step. Kathy now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use Instant Messenger or communicate through an email exchange. With Kathy's help, you will thoroughly examine your unique life circumstances and create a plan that is tailor-made for you. For more information, go to KathyIsIn.com.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
What robs you of your energy and vitality? The weight gain that just won't go away? Toxicity? Prolonged stress? Or maybe a trauma from a car accident or fall that damaged your nervous system? Go to this website, bellevue.wellness1.net, to learn more about the doctors at Wellness One of Bellevue and Eastgate. They'll take time with a free consultation to evaluate the health problems affecting you. Get your health and energy back. Go to bellevue.wellness1.net.
At the law offices of Richard D. Seward, we care about our clients. We offer important legal advice and services to help them grow their wealth and protect it. We manage the risks and help the financially distressed through the recovery process. We are committed and dedicated to helping people throughout Western Washington and beyond with our expertise in business, real estate, tax law, and debt relief. Find us at richardseward.com or call us at 360-876-6425. We care about you.
You're right, Benny.
I'm laughing because there's a direct correlation and connection with, is this love because it's the coffee we're drinking? That's exactly why. Right? Am I right?
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Okay.
It's good. I love it. Thank you all. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. For more information about us, go to drpatlive.com or transformationtalkradio.com. For those of you out there, I will get to all of your instant feedback people, like I promised, and select someone. So stay tuned. Jeff, thank you for joining us here today. Before we kind of jump ahead, let's just tell everyone that has not had an opportunity to win a free pound of coffee on the show, how they can just simply do it now or whenever. Just write this information down.
Yes, we want to make sure everyone's a winner. And thank you very much for listening to this show. We charge $16.95 for a pound of our coffee, and we charge $8.95 for shipping and handling. Now, we do have a club where people get 4 pounds delivered direct to their door, and we'll pay the shipping. We save them 35% by doing that. You know what? It's hard to join something when you haven't tried coffee and you hear all these great statements all the time. So you want to try it.
Right.
We're willing to put our money where our mouth is. So I'll tell you what.
Wow.
If you give us a call at 855-GET-TOP-1 or 855-438-8671, tell us you'll pay the shipping and handling of $8.95. We'll pay for the coffee. So we'll send you that $16.95 pound of coffee. You try it out. And I guarantee you, you will email us, you will call us, you will let us know it's the best coffee you've ever had. Also with that free coffee, we're going to give you free enrollment in our Coffee Lovers Club. This gives you 35% off the retail, gives you free shipping on every club shipment you ever get from us. Now, don't worry. There's no dues. There's no cancellation fees. This is all about convenience. I laugh all the time because people say, your coffee is like the finest of wines. Well, that's true. It is. It's also kind of like toilet paper. It's one of those things that it's pretty much taken advantage of, taken for granted until that pivotal moment when you don't have coffee. And then all of a sudden, it's an emergency. So what we do is we put our members on a continuity program so they never run out of coffee. Mm. They're buying from us trust. They know that we're in the care and the guidance of their coffee purchase and that we're doing things right. And so they can relax.
Mm. Wow. What are we drinking here, just to remind everybody?
Well, I have to say, this is our Papua New Guinea medium
Michelle
roast coffee.
Michelle loves this, by the way.
It's a clean, crisp, all-day coffee. It's not the kind you have to floss your teeth in between cups. It's one of those coffees that, for people that like to drink liquid all day and want to get away from the soft drinks and the chemicals and all that, this is the coffee. Not to give you the jitters. Not to be so thick and heavy that you have to stop after a cup or two. It's just a phenomenal all-day coffee with nice cocoa tones to it. It's very rich, flavorful coffee, but in a lighter body range.
Nice. I love it. All right. I, before we kind of skip out of time here and coffee, when I first met you guys, what was really important to me was how you operate your business. And so I think it's important that you talk about the people that are actually doing the phenomenal work to get this coffee to you and what fair trade really means.
Yeah, yeah.
And the villages. What are they, 47 villages? Or do you have a new one?
No. Yeah, exactly. We have actually a total now of 24,000 farmers whose lives are generationally changed because of you. And this is the thing. American consumerism has to change. We have to quit complaining about the groceries and the price of things. We have to hold that dollar up high and say, for whatever this dollar is, whatever illusion this dollar is, it has power. And I am going to make a difference with this dollar. When I buy this coffee, I'm actually going to change somebody's life. I invite anyone to go on our website, take a look at what we do. But here's what we do, basically. We assist our farmers. And we help them to quit thinking like migrant workers, agricultural workers, and we help them to think like landowners. We help them to purchase land, and we help them to grow sustainably. We educate and help them to build school facilities, medical facilities. We bring in water systems, livestock, and we put them on a path, a seven-year path of sustainability. I say it's a seven-year path, although some of our villages are now doing it in four. And we do it with an organization called Agros. AGROS.org, and it is a life changer. I say we're not in the coffee business, we're in the fuel business, and it's the fuel of change.
Mm.
So we're very excited about it.
So you said something I just would love for you to expand. You said that you help them own the land?
Absolutely.
So they get to buy the land?
Of course.
Well, that's unheard of.
You know
well,
what?
Actually,
it's breaking the welfare system.
It's really very, very different for folks to be able to own their land.
It's really fun to write a check. It makes you feel important to give a charity check. The truth of the matter is you broke something before you wrote that charity check, and that's why you're writing it.
Mm.
And if you would have just paid a fair price and made sure that the right and equitable thing was done in the beginning, these people could have been paid fairly for the work that they did, and they could have had the self-esteem of knowing they created their own solution, not that they got a check from the great American. So it's a break for us. We like being the great hope of the world, but the truth is that usually we're the ones that broke the chain before we wrote
right.
the check.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's such an important conversation to have and one that really ties back to it. One of the other things we don't talk about in terms of, you know, the folks that actually doing the hard work to bring us, you know, products and services is the effect on their health from working with pesticides. Nobody's really talking about that. You know, I did a expose when I was in school on strawberry pickers, and I was shocked. It's the same for coffee.
Huge.
You know, we don't really talk about the effect of people. You know, when we're talking about countries that are using pesticides and aren't really giving their workers clothing that is going to help and prevent their health deteriorate.
Also, on top of that, coffee, second largest commodity on earth next to oil.
Mm.
Agribusiness requires sun grown, which removes the rainforest.
Yep.
It's grown in the equatorial region. Monsoons happen. Then the mudslides, which creates no topsoil, which destroys their future.
Mm.
Do you see what a slippery slope it is when we try to save a few pennies on a pound of coffee? In the end, it costs billions. It costs people's lives. It generationally destroys complete civilizations. And what we're trying to do is just, instead of mandating rules and saying, hey, you know, it's going to be this way or no way, we just reward them for doing it right, which in the end will make a sustainable change in their life.
And, you know, the full circle around this is it makes a sustainable change in our lives.
Oh.
Because, you know, since I met you guys, I've been doing a lot of research on this. And, you know, the level of toxins that are occurring through coffee and, you know, and some of the other things we talked about today, it's just really devastating. And we don't even think about it. You know, every time we go out and we get a cup of coffee or we're making something on our own. And I didn't know about the flavored coffee thing, though. That's kind of new to me.
I got you a new one, huh?
That is new.
Yeah.
Because you're actually paying more for the flavor. And, you know, what you just shared is I actually have a friend that I just need to, you know, get to. So thank you for joining me here today. Let's take a moment and talk again about this special offer. For those of you out there, for the first 250 listeners who call the number I'm about to give you, you will receive a free introductory full pound, which is 16 ounces of Camino Island Roasters' most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea. The way to do that is simple. You can go to 855-GET-TOP-1. Call that 855-GET-TOP-1 if you'd like. And that would be one way to do it. The other way to do it is to send them to the website, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
And the website is?
GetTop1.com. GetTop1.com.
And why do you say you're not, you know, top one?
We are the top 1% of the coffee world.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Yummy. Thank you both for joining me here today, both because we have a silent partner in here. That is, this is the guy that's been getting us the coffee, right?
Oh, he just laughed. He wasn't silent
he's like,
anymore.
There we go.
Busted.
I want to ask you what your personal message is. What would you like to leave us with here today?
You know, for me, the biggest message is that the journey is the destination through life. Don't always go for the destination. Go for the journey. And as I journey and walk with the poor, and realize how hard they work and how much dignity they have, I realize that money is a very poor measurement of wealth. And us consumers in America that have all this money, have so much that we can learn from the riches of what we consider the poor in third world countries.
You know, it's so interesting what you learn from being really poor. It's so interesting what I learned when I was homeless and what that meant to me. and how that changed my life in a profound way. And imagine people all over the world that are at that level of poverty and can't figure out how to make their lives work. Thank you for doing what you do. And thank you for helping those 22,000 plus people have the quality of life that they wouldn't ordinarily have. Thank you, Jeff, so much. And all of you at Camino Island Coffee Roasters, thank you so much.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. This was great fun. Thank you.
It was absolutely just amazing. And we'll be sending this information to several of our partners. Our friends at Aspire Magazine will also be taking this offer and offering it. This is about what we call Pay It Forward, folks. If you need any more information about this at all, you can go to gettop1.com. gettop1.com. Lots of information, a lot of what we've talked about. Make a change for the good today. We'll see you in a few minutes. We'll be right back. Listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Tune in to Dialogue Radio with Dr. Jeff on TransformationTalkRadio.com as the stories of the universe are revealed in this engaging and creative hit show. Mondays at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern, Dr. Jeff fills the airwaves with Dialogue Radio, an epic conversation on self, society, and sustainability. Provocative, educational, transformative, and mythic, Dialogue Radio is the place where story seeds the imagination, heals the heart, and inspires personal, social, and planetary evolution.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camino Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camino Island Coffee Roasters.
What are we attracting in our life and relationships, and why? And how can we let go of attracting and being attracted to things that may not serve us? Peter Kane has been facilitating deep relationship work for over 30 years. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is passionate about bringing aliveness into your life and relationships. Contact Peter Kane for counseling, coaching, or breathwork. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of The Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to yoursoulguidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to yoursoulguidance.com.